All right,
we're ready to roll. All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Colker meeting for a work session today on case number PU 13-64, Courtney Wind Farm LLC. And today's date is, let's see here, it is Tuesday, November 5th. Is that right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you for the clarification, legal counsel. I don't really have any opening comments before we get into the discussion, but I'd sure open it up to my colleagues if they have any opening comments.
No opening comments for me. Thank you.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any either.
Okay. Maybe I'll just set the stage then from what I hope to accomplish in the work session today is the, first off, maybe have staff and council give us input back. Are all the late filed exhibits filed? And then kind of walk through all this other stuff that's showed up since then, I guess is a starting point.
Commissioners, we do have all the late filed exhibits filed. We have the additional evidence in the record that we sent the notice out on last time in Courtney's response to that. We also have proposed findings from Courtney. In response to Courtney's response to the additional evidence, there were some additional letters provided, which I don't think are technically in our record at this time. And so that's where we stand as far as the filing procedures go, as far as the paperwork goes.
So how do we make the cutoff point from what is in the record to what's not in the record? Was the date certain that we used?
No, what's in the record is we've taken a notice that we would consider it, which is the letters from the Sprags, the Baumgartners, the Hastings, and the Aeronautics Commission, as well as Courtney's response. That's what's in the record right now.
Okay. All right. So that's the clear exactly what was in the announcement. Fair enough. So all the other things that have come in are just public input that would not be used in a decision.
Correct.
And I'll just throw it out there right off the bat for me, I guess, is that when we held the hearing, I had some concerns about the dots in the map, if you will. Those late-filed exhibits, I think, answered a lot of that. I still have concerns about the orderly development portion of ours as those turbines that are located close to the private airstrip, if you will. And so, you know, I certainly understand that a lot of rhetoric flying back and around, but take all that out of it. I mean, the way I looked at it from the very beginning was orderly development means just that, orderly development. I'm certainly not against this wind farm. I think it's a good project, but I would have concerns moving forward with particularly those 9 turbines because I think it violates what we're trying to do with orderly development. So that's where I sit right now, I guess.
And Commissioner, just kind of in the process of moving this forward, you know, I've kind of gone through the options in the law, I think, of what are before you. We've got a proposed order. We've got all of the late files in, and we've got all the additional responses to the added evidence. We can obviously approve the wind farm, deny the wind farm, approve with some restrictions, or could have additional testimony related to this Sprague Airport issue. So I think those are essentially the 4 options in front of you. Of how to move forward on this. I could go through, with all the additional information, I've gone through the statutes and the criteria, and I have an idea of which ones are, I think, legally relevant to the additional information. I could walk through them with you if that's what you'd like to hear, and then, you know, a discussion on where we go from here, I guess.
There was, just so that you're aware of it, there were 2 things that came in yesterday that we haven't done anything with. One was a response from Sprague to the stuff that the companies filed, that they filed in response to his initial. So it's a response to their response. And the other one was a letter from the Stutzman County commissioners, or one commissioner anyway, with concerns that he expressed about the whole situation. We were probably going to put that one in the public input file. I just wanted you to know that it's here.
Say that one more time, what that was, Jerry.
It was a letter that you don't have it yet.
It's an email from a Stutzman County commissioner commenting on the Sprague Airport issue.
Yeah.
Oh.
But isn't that pretty clear, though, that the record is closed, and those items that are in the record are in the record. Anything else that came in after that is just public input that can't be used to make a decision. And so that's a separate question before we even start talking about these things. They're not in the record.
And and I just wanted to tell you that we have them, and we're wondering what to do with them at this point. So I'm thinking the county commissioner letter would be public input in the public input file. The
Jerry,
Sprague response.
Everything that comes in after that is goes in the public input file, though, right? I mean, it's not like this is a decision unless we decide to open things up. It all goes in the public input file.
Yeah, the Sprague response, I don't know if there's a question whether you allow the response to the response.
We'll defer to Mitch for that question, but I think...
I think the way it's set up, I think that's not part of the record. I'll be frank with you. I think it raises things that are already in there anyway.
Right.
And I'll get into some of that with, I guess, the options that I was talking about with the applicable law if the commission decides whichever way it wants to go on.
Well, I mean, I threw my cards out there right away. I think there's enough in the record that I could move forward with a vote that says approve this wind farm. These nine are not under the orderly development realm. And then we go from there. I think the question is, you know, where Randy and Julie fall out at and the pitfalls that might come from those decisions. And that's where, if we're not prepared today, then we move to another work session. That's fine.
I'd like to hear Mitch's analysis.
Before you do, can I just have a clarification? When you talk about the nine, then I presume you mean also that Met Tower?
Yeah, you're correct. The Met Tower as well.
Okay. Basically, commissioners, and this probably is stuff you've heard, you know, in other hearings and through other orders, but I kind of wanted to set out what I think the applicable law is, at least as it relates to this Sprague Airport issue, obviously with other concerns. We've gone over those previously, but Section 492202 is the section that Commissioner Kalk is talking about, which discusses the goals of the siting act, which is to minimize adverse impacts and to ensure reliability and have orderly siting. Section 492209 has factors that can be included to be considered. It's not intended to be exclusive, okay? As far as the Sprague Airport issue goes, which may also involve the Aeronautics Commission correspondence, I view subsection 5, subsection 8, and subsection 11 as being on point in evaluating those issues, which subsection 5 is a factor would be alternatives which minimize adverse effects, existing plans of state, local governments, and private entities at or in the vicinity of the proposed site. And subsection 11, problems raised by federal agencies, other state agencies, and local entities, okay? So those are kind of the broad factors, and the commission also establishes avoidance areas, exclusion areas, selection criteria, and policy criteria, which are found in admin codes section 6906, 08, 01. And I think the Sprague Airport issue probably falls within the selection criteria, which evaluates any significant adverse effects will be at an acceptable minimum for the one that applies would be arguably impact on family farms and ranches. I could see this being argued as being that type of impact, but more probably on point is the impact upon rural residences and businesses. So it probably falls in that area of the commission's selection criteria. So that's what I think guides the legal guides and the statute on this Sprague Airport issue. And after that, it's kind of a weighing of the evidence and whether the commission thinks the effects from the Sprague Airport issue are minimal, if they're significant, and what the concerns are if the applicant has met its burden of proof on those issues. Saying that, you know, that weighing of the evidence is obviously a commission role. Saying that, you could evaluate this evidence, I think, and say it is an acceptable minimum. You could evaluate and say, I'm not convinced it's an acceptable minimum. You could evaluate it and say, I need more information. We need to have testimony on this issue at a later date, which is, I believe, allowed under that additional evidence statute in the code. So I think that's kind of the legal framework of where we sit with this information.
You said you think there's evidence that it isn't, that it is at an acceptable minimum. What evidence would you point to there, Mitch?
Well, I would say, I mean, I guess I would, when you ask me that, I would point to what Courtney's arguing, that, look, it's a private airstrip. They can take off flying to the east or to the west rather than to the east. They're far enough away that there's been no safety issues demonstrated. you know, I think that's the essential nature of what Courtney's arguing.
Even though that's contradictory to what the Aeronautics Commission says?
The Aeronautics Commission raises some safety concerns in the sense of if this was a public airport. I think it would be a weighing of Courtney's arguments and their evidence versus the entirety of the Aeronautics Commission as well as what the Sprags have asserted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if one or the other, you know, convinces you it's an effect, it's minimum, or it's significant, and or whether I don't have enough information to make a determination.
You know, Mitch, I just thought of maybe another scenario. Could we go forward and approve all the wind farms or wind turbines except those nine and then open up just further discussion on just those nine? Or does that get too...
That would complicate matters. My recommendation would be if you were going to have further testimony on those nine or ten, that it would be done before a final order, because in that scenario, I think it would be we approve everything except for those and deny those subject to another hearing, which is kind of...
It's clumsy in a hurry.
Clumsy.
What about Jerry, and I know that these nine spots are pretty good wind, but you know they hadn't even selected a final turbine yet, so depending on final turbine size and location, these nine could just go away, and they still could have the right amount of power.
It's possible, but my understanding is that these nine are their
good
premium
wind,
locations.
Sure.
Yeah. They're what locations?
Premium, best wind resource locations. They don't want to lose those out of the bunch. We had talked if you wanted to go the hearing route to hear more input on these things, that Mitch was saying that he thought he could do something on a short notice, like 10 days or something.
Well, the statute requires at least 10 days notice, so it would have to be 2 weeks out, if you will, from whenever the notice is provided.
Well, I just go back to where I started. For me, I'm not comfortable with wind farms being that close where somebody falls. And that's where I'm at. And whatever my colleagues want to do as far as opening up the hearing, we can discuss that. But
I don't know what more you'd get in the hearing, more evidence. You know, we've heard from the aeronautics. And it's kind of which one do we think weighs the most?
Well, I'm not for
Jerry, do you think we'd get more expertise, more description about what the real safety concerns are? Because to me, it comes down to safety and the use of that airport that close to the wind towers. It doesn't jive with the protocols, the normal protocols that the aeronautics folk like to see. So it's difficult to say, you know, go ahead, just be sure to fly a different direction.
If you have another hearing, what you're talking about hearing is arguments on the airport rights for the landowners around it, his air rights, what those things are. The county commission had some thoughts on it as well.
And you would get every aerial sprayer in the state at that hearing saying the same thing that we've already heard from Mr. Sprague.
Well, what I heard your question as Commissioner Fedorchuk was, you know, we would get at the hearing, you'd be focused on fleshing out the safety issues and whether there are any and whether they can be mitigated. And I guess as I would envision a second hearing, if the commission were to want one, it would be, you know, have the Sprags testify, actually subject to, you know, to express their concerns. Kyle Warner from the Aeronautics Commission, as well as Courtney has a aviation expert, a federal airport and some aviation expert, and probably those three as well, as, you know, to address whether there are safety concerns, two, how serious are they, and what can be done to further mitigate them.
Then, see, now what we've got, if you look at the map, we've got just the turbines within a certain radius of the airstrip as being singled out. There's no discussion over whether all of those turbines are bad, considering what kind of flight patterns and things like that there would be. If you look at the string of turbines in the box, I think some of them are actually, like, if my directions are right here, south from the end of his airstrip a little bit. So if he's taken off, seems to me he'd be past some of those.
As long as everything goes the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. So the question of whether all nine of them, see, here's the end of the airstrip, and then there's like three of them down there. Yep. So, I mean, he's taken off this way. Are those a problem, really?
Well, does he always take off the same way, though?
Well, he's got to go either north or south, because yeah, that's the way the airstrip runs. Once he takes off, though, he may be turning. I'm not a pilot, so I don't know if he needs to turn into the wind or something. I don't know how much of a problem is. They just circled all nine of them, and so are all nine of them a problem or not?
Randy, do you have any more detailed thoughts?
I hadn't thought of what Jerry's just pointing out, whether it's really, and to me it's 10 because I don't want to forget the Met Tower in the conversation, but whether those structures are all the same level of issue for the safety of air traffic there or not is something I guess I don't know. I assume since they protested against the siting of those 10 facilities that they probably were. Finding that out might be one reason to have another hearing or to seek additional information. But until that came up, I guess I didn't really see a big need for anything more. I think we're going to continue to get back and forth. The developers are going to say, well, you know, there's ways you can maneuver around and still continue to use your airstrip. And the Sprigs are going to say, well, we want to do this as safely as possible, and I think it's mostly going to be back and forth, unless if there is some issue that it's six of them or some other number less than 10 that are really the issue. I guess I don't know the answer to that. But otherwise, I think I'd be, unless we think that there's some reason that a few of these might be different than the others, I could move forward probably most any time.
What about has the company, the Sprags and the Aeronautics, sat down together and tried to figure out this very thing?
They have had a few meetings, and I thought, I've been hearing a little bit about it, I thought that it was going to be productive at one point, and now it seems like the discussions have fell apart.
There's two different issues there. One is, I believe the late filed or the additional information will indicate to you that they have sat down with the Aeronautics Commission and they have talked to the Sprigs, and I think those discussions have all kind of, none of them that I've seen anyway, focus on any particular tower and its effect. It kind of looks at all 10 of them as a whole. As far as I can tell, nobody's separated out in the record that we have, you know, towers 1, 2, and 3 versus 10, 11, 12, and 13, if there's a difference in those safety concerns.
Is that because of the 2-mile guideline that the FAA uses on these kind of things? And they're all within that 2-mile guideline?
That might be part of it. I guess my guess on it is that they were taking the company's approach is, look, we want all 10 of them, and the other in the Sprague's approach is, look, we don't want any 10 of them, and they didn't really advance past that. But that's supposition, too. So that's basically what we have in the record. I don't think we have anything delineating other than looking at the maps and saying, look, it looks like there might be a difference between these maybe three sets of them and their effect. I don't think we have anything specific discussing that. And I think what the company would tell you, I think, is they've addressed they believe they've addressed all of the Aeronautics Commission's concerns with their late filed exhibits, with the recognition that it's not a public airport, that the Spraggs don't own the airspace rights over that area, so on and so forth. And I think what the company views it as is their dispute now is more with the Spraggs than with the Aeronautics Commission. And there was a little bit of information in there from the Aeronautics Commission saying, look, we tend to agree with your quote-unquote legal analysis of it, but we'd like to, you know, have the Spraggs acknowledge that they don't believe there's safety concerns also. So I think that summarizes where it stands right now.
Well, and I'm not for, I mean, we don't have to decide this today. I mean, the company, everybody's listening to our discussion right now. I think it behooves them to figure something out, or I'm hearing from my colleagues is we can figure something out. And so, I mean, we can keep rolling today, but we don't have to push a decision unless we all need to go through it. That's fine.
Let's share your mic. This is something that ideally I would hope that the company and, you know, that all the participants would work out. It seems like we shouldn't have to get everyone together to get a reasonable solution. But in this case, that might be necessary. If all the parties are just sort of holding their ground and not willing to compromise, they might. I would like to know under oath that there's no reason why they can't do it this way or that way, or maybe this tower or this tower could be taken out, and maybe the Aeronautics Commission could know that we're serious about it and look more closely. Well, now that we look more closely, maybe these few towers are okay, and it's really, you know, these four towers. So if it's that big of a deal to the company to have those specific towers, I would love for them to get together with the parties and be real specific about what a compromise position is, and that would be the ideal, but before we make a decision. And I guess I'm not, in the essence of time either, opposed to having a short hearing and bringing them all and making them go under oath and saying, this is the real, so I can get a real sense for this. It's also a good learning experience for air, you know, this issue on wind farms. It's probably not going to be the only time we've ever seen it or will see it, so.
A question for Jerry outside of the discussion of whether or not to hold another hearing. You mentioned these being premium locations. You know, sometimes, you know, when we have something we really want, then we can kind of create that it's a need too. And do we have evidence that these are somehow have better wind statistics?
No, I don't have others? Any evidence to that effect. I'm just guessing that that's what, because they don't seem to want to give them up.
Okay.
And I've heard that they're good locations.
Well, why don't we do this? Is that let's puddle on this a little bit. We got a meeting next Wednesday, and we could maybe add this to our agenda for next Wednesday to have a quick little update on this, and either we could schedule a work session at that time, or we could proceed with the motion for the next meeting.
Could I? One question, you know, sometimes when we have these work sessions, you know, obviously Jerry and I are dealing with the applicant and the other people involved too.
Sure.
If the applicant was willing to give up these turbines rather than have additional hearings or something else, would we be, do you know, the three of you, would we be in a position to move towards an order?
I told you up front, I'm ready to vote approving the wind farm minus these nine turbines in the wet tower tomorrow. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm not comfortable with those nine until I get some more time to flush this out. But I'm prepared to vote for this minus those turbines next week.
And I don't know if any of the other commissioners have a position on that yet or not, or if we'd want more time to consider it. It's just kind of it would help for providing direction in moving this along if that ends up being the company's position.
Well, I'm going to fall maybe just a little bit short of committing to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this certainly doesn't have to do with any of the other things that we are also kind of tied in here, at least loosely with the ADP and all that sort of stuff. I would be a lot more favorable to this project minus those 10 facilities, then I would be with them as a part of it.
Yeah, those are the big concern for me, too, those that area. If the company is willing to go forward without them, I'd be ready to approve this project as well. But, you know, if they're going to be dissatisfied and coming back because they didn't get those, then I'd have a hearing and get more information on those. And we still might end up losing those towers, though. I mean, it still may end up being that those are not going to work. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Julie brings out a very good point that in a previous wind farm that I was involved in the southeastern part of the state, there was an issue about setbacks. And we kind of kicked it around and said, well, if the company in the county can work this out, then we'll be looking at it. The company in the county worked it out, and they were going to have 700 feet setbacks. And I said, that's fine. I still think it's too close. So there may be something that they do work out that I'm still not comfortable with. So that's the answer to your point.
Yeah, and I understand that. I mean, I guess the point of my question was, I mean, if those 10 just went away.
I think.
Yeah.
Would it make any sense to try and just pick a hearing date and see if we use it or not?
I don't want a hearing, Jerry. I want to make a decision.
Okay.
That would be, I think that would be subject to a motion at the next commission meeting setting the hearing and, you know, with the opportunity for, you know,
you
two
can
to
put
one
that in the schedule for next week if you want, Jerry. If we have not sorted this out by next week with an order, then I think that'd be maybe a prudent step. If Julie's thinking she'd like one, I wouldn't be against it, I guess, but I don't want to set that now. If you want to put that for next Wednesday, but I still think what Mitch just brought up is if the company wants a decision and it sounds like it may be favorable, they have their door forward.
Yeah. And if, you know, in order to go forward this with considering any of those wind towers, I would need more information from the parties involved before I could move forward. As it stands now, they seem like a legitimate safety problem, and I would need better information to prove otherwise.
Jerry and I will follow up.
Yeah, I would just throw one thing out there, too. There is precedence that the commission has set for not approving select wind turbines because of impacts to business. The famed wind farm hearing we had in Cooperstown, there was the bed and breakfast that there was a turbine going to be literally right on top of that, the 1,400-foot setback. So we said basically we felt there was some impact to that business because of that turbine, so we didn't approve that one turbine.
Well, the commission's rules and the statutes provide the commission to evaluate the effects on local businesses and things in the vicinity of the area. So,
but it's not like this is the first time that we've exercised that.
No, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, you're allowed to consider that under the law.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. Commissioner, anything else? Commissioner Christman?
Nothing.
All right, we'll go ahead and close the work session on case number PU 13-64. Thank you all.